There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk 107.1. Thanks for listening. Happy Friday. If you missed any of the show, you can go back and listen to our podcast on our website. Sony, they are going to do some pretty cool stuff with their kids programming division. And they're reaching back into their vast catalog of TV properties to develop some things for younger viewers. Did you like the show Bewitched?
Oh, of course. Classic, golden oldie.
Yeah, I just loved it because, you know, it was just like magical and just not of the norm. You know, it was just hysterical. I love that the creepy neighbor that was very nosy, Mrs. Kravitz.
Gladys Kravitz.
I think that was her name. Yeah. So they are going to turn that into an animated show, and also the Partridge Family.
Oh, interesting. They're going to turn those two into kids' cartoons?
Yeah, cartoons. The Bewitched in particular, they're going to be focusing on Tabitha Stevens, who was the daughter, and she's going to be 13 years old at the time. And then also Human Darren. Human Darren.
What's Human Darren? Mean Darren is a human?
Yeah, the daughter
of
which...
So it's based
on
the show?
Okay, I was like, wait a minute. Is part of it going to be live action Darren and then animated Samantha? No, it just means that he is not a witch.
Yeah.
Okay. What was your question? Sorry.
So, but the show's not about him alone. You're just describing the show.
That's
right.
So
he's going to be in it.
Yes.
Got it.
So she's attending middle school and she's secretly enrolled in a magical academy run by her grandmother and Dora. So it's kind of like Hannah Montana meets Harry Potter. That's how they're describing it, which is a modern take. I love that. And then the Partridge Family is going to focus on a black family from Brooklyn's Bed-Stuy neighborhood. I might be saying that wrong. That operates
Bedford-Stuyvesant.
Bed-Stuy. Okay. S-T-U-Y. Sorry. And they operate a food truck and they go through New York's five boroughs. And so that's a really different take on the Partridge Family, but they also sing too. So.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm sure they'll have some like cameos, right?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Definitely.
Maybe not with the original cast member voices, but, you know, the characters themselves.
Yeah, for sure.
Because so many of them are no longer sadly with us.
That's right. Now, they're in early development and they didn't have writers attached to them before the writer's strike. So they don't have writers yet.
They're floating.
But that's good because then people will have work when they come back. Hopefully they'll come to a negotiation. How do you feel about Kids Wheel of Fortune?
Kids Wheel of Fortune. Well, I mean, look, sure. I don't watch Wheel of Fortune, but I imagine if you love Wheel of Fortune, Kids Wheel of Fortune will be just as fun.
Yeah. My mom watches Wheel of Fortune every night, and she signed me up for the Wheel Watchers Club. And
what
she
the heck
has
is
my
Wheel Watchers Club?
Well, when people win on the show, if it lands in a certain space, then everyone at home has to check their code.
Oh.
And my code is taped on the back of her remote.
Oh,
so she checks the numbers every time.
That's adorable. And then you could win big prizes.
She's trying to win money for me. It's so sweet.
That's sweet.
But yeah, Kids Wheel of Fortune. I'm like, well, how would they make that different for kids?
Hopefully
the phrases are going to be different.
Not as hard.
Right. It's not going to be some old-timey phrase that only people of our age know.
Yeah.
But what they say is that they are going to have them do like some physical challenges in between, like in order to buy a vowel, they're going to have to go get in a ball pit or something and like find the E.
So it's like Double Dare
yeah.
Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, I kind of like that. It's like, all right, so they're going to make it
Sorry,
fun
kids,
games.
It's not good enough to just do what adults do.
Yeah.
You got to earn it.
Yeah, so I don't think it's going to be like American Ninja Warrior Kids or anything like that, but they're going to like make it fun and have them do some challenges.
I will say the Great British Bake Off does a kids version, and it is strikingly good. Like,
okay.
Because, you know, normally I wouldn't veer towards kids programming because you think, well, what are these kids going to do, right? Like, it's going to just be them, you know, like, these kids are super talented.
Right. I don't want them to get upset.
And they don't. That's what's so fascinating about, I mean, they do. It's not to say they don't have emotions. They certainly do. But it's done in such a gentle, humane way.
Okay.
I hope these shows, you know, sort of follow that trajectory as well.
I hope so, too.
And they're not just like, loser!
Get in the ball pit. And they push them in the ball pit.
I don't think they're going to do that.
No.
I think CBS does have, or CBS Viacom has the media rights. So I think they could tie it in with Nickelodeon. And rather than bankrupt, you just have the slime space.
Oh,
you land on that and you get slimed.
That'd be cool.
That's fantastic.
And you lose all your money.
Oh, great idea. You need to just be in TV development, Mike. We've decided that you come up with really good ideas for TV shows and movies.
Thanks.
This is the one that made me question it the most, though. Kids Shark Tank.
Kids Shark Tank, how's that going to work?
That's
I got a great idea for a lemonade stand.
I mean, right. Are these going to be like genius kids that invented things?
Well, no, they're probably just going to be like kids with great ideas. Because true, let's be clear. When you're a kid, you have great ideas. And you don't do what adults do when they have great ideas.
Which is just put it in my phone.
Well, you might put in your list. Phone, but I feel like a lot of people just go, I'm sure somebody already did that. I can't do that. That's a lot of work. Like, we just talk ourselves out of stuff all the time. And I feel like kids are just so positive and, like, you know,
naive,
cockeyed optimists
that
they just be like, let's do this. And so they'll probably come up with some really great ideas.
Yeah. I think that having a cast that would support that. Are they going to have investors? They're like, okay,
no, I'm
going to put down like...
Do you think they'll have kid investors?
Oh, my God. Like Barron Trump or something. I guess he's not a kid anymore. But rich celebrity kids.
Yeah. It'd be kind of genius. Yeah. Like the kids of like VC, venture capitalist people.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like,
or like Kim Kardashian's kids.
Well, yeah. Kim Kardashian's kids or like who are the people on Shark Tank?
Mike?
Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban, does he have kids, small kids?
Yeah, I think he does. Yeah.
So maybe they get like an allowance.
And they're like,
I'm going to invest my dad's allowance in your lemonade stand.
I will say,
some
of the kids have been the best people on Shark Tank.
Because
been a lot of brilliant kids with these
like
ideas.
Kind of stuff?
There was like a Simple Sugars was one of the companies where this girl came up with this, or younger individual, I think she was in her teens, came up with this idea for a different type of, like, it was kind of like a lemonade, or it was a sweet thing there. There was a bunch of them, though, that there's been a lot of them. I'm trying to think. There was the guy with the little kid with the bow tie. I can't remember his name, but he made a deal with Damon John and got a deal with him and has made a ton
of
money.
I'm sure that's probably what led them to believe that this could be a marketable show.
I had no idea that kids were allowed.
Oh,
that's
absolutely.
Cool.
Kids are definitely allowed. There was one that came up with these little paper box. So it's like, you know how kids love the box more than they like the item that you get them? That's like the whole joke. They actually have stickers that you attach to boxes to turn them into race cars and airplanes and different things.
Oh, how cool
is that?
So
it's basically just these little, and it was a great company.
Oh, wow. That is so cool.
So I think that would do great.
Yeah. So I would think both of these will probably have traction once they, you know, get off the ground.
Mosiah Bridges found him. Moe's Bows is the name of it. Little bow ties, an 11-year-old with this huge company that has been awesome.
God. Oh.
That kid's going to be a billionaire.
Already, I think, sold the company for a whole bunch of money.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Good for him.
It's been featured in the O Magazine, been featured in the Steve Harvey Show, Good Morning America, CBS This Morning, all the shows.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, now I don't feel so scared for the kids.
No,
thank you.
It.
That's great.
Yeah, no, and it makes perfect sense because that if you love the show, you'll watch the kids' version.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that's why we started watching the Great British Bake Off one. It was like, well, we're still waiting for another season of Bake Off. Let's watch these kids. And we were like, these kids are good. Like, they bake better than, I still think British people in general, where did they learn how to bake? But like culturally,
from their families,
the whole country bakes and cooks way
that's
more
so
than
true.
We do.
Yeah.
I will say that's pretty much any country in the world.
Yeah.
We just didn't grow up with, not everyone, please don't hear me when I say, not everyone, but a lot of us grew up without the same kind of food culture.
True.
Kind of a food wasteland for a lot of us.
Right, right. The only thing I knew how to bake, well, I watched my mom,
mammy,
my ma'am, bake pies. So that's the crust, maybe, I could probably pull off. But other than that,
I just mean, like, we're so, you know, we were all brought up, not all, a lot of us were brought up on sort of like, you know, the sort of industriousness of prepared food and packaged food. Like that was a, you know, life changer for so many reasons.
Yes.
That, you know, our grandparents sort of left all the traditional stuff behind. So by the time it got to us, it was like
ding dongs.
Yeah. So we've had to relearn all that stuff. But anyway, it's fascinating. And I don't know why I just went off on that. But Dawn, I'm very excited for these shows. When do we have any idea when these shows could be a reality?
Well, because of the writer's strike, you know, they're just in development right now.
All right. Yeah. Well, hey, I have no idea what the Sun Valley Summit is, but you're going to tell us all about it when we come back, right?
Yes, I am.
On My Talk 100.
Talk website or app.
Hey, My Talkers. Bradley here for my good friends at Boulevard Autoworks. BLVDAutoworks.com. Tom and his team right over in St. Anthony are waiting to give you the best in automotive service, whatever that means, getting regular checkups, those maintenance, what is the word? It's Friday, you guys. Scheduled maintenance. Thank you. Scheduled maintenance is super important for your vehicle, especially this time of year. If you're going to be doing any road trips or long distance drives, you want to make sure that you're just ready to go. You don't have to think about breaking down. Tom and his team have been doing this for over 40 decades. They understand. Did I say 40 decades? Four decades. And they understand exactly how your car works. And every experience I've had dropping my vehicle off at Boulevard has been wonderful. I drop my vehicle off, and when I pick it up, I know it's in great shape. You'll have the same experience, just like me. Head to BLVDAutoworks.com today, and don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk 107.1. Thanks for joining us. Thank you to Mike for being our wonderful producer, doing such a great job every day. I will tell you guys that we are not invited to the Sun Valley Summit.
What is a Sun Valley Summit?
It is a meeting of minds. It's like a big meeting in Utah where they vacation together at this resort. Mark Zuckerberg, Ted Sarandos, Rupert Murdoch, Oprah, and more. The biggest names in entertainment, Richie Riches, things like that. This is the place that it's in Idaho, sorry, not Utah, and it's an annual summer camp for moguls.
Sounds fun.
Yes. Bob Iger will be there. They're going to be at this resort, and they're going to be mixing and mingling with each other.
Great.
I think that more should get done. If you have
what?
Prime ministers,
more should get done.
Yeah, I mean, I think that more things like if you have all of those people together that created all of this stuff. I mean, it's just basically it's just everybody at once in the same place. Why aren't we having more breakthroughs in, I don't know, scientific research or new companies from Sun Valley?
Well, I mean, I imagine it's because they're not really interested in doing much other than like all, you know, outriching one another.
Yeah. You their know, egos like, get in the way.
Yeah. Well, it's an opportunity for them to like stroke each other's egos.
Right.
You know, this is one of those moments where they're like, oh, you just, you know, nobody understands what it's like to be the CEO of a major worldwide conglomerate or, you know, what it's like to be a celebrity that's ultra famous and wealthy. You know, only you, fellow Richie person, can understand.
Yes.
Yeah, that's so right. I don't think it's like, hey, let's get down to brass tacks and really iron out some of the world's problems. Also, frankly, I'm glad because the last thing I want is a bunch of people who are not connected to the planet you and I live on to be making decisions for us.
Making decisions.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, no, they're like, these are people. I would just like to point out that though I love and adore many of these people. Did you say Oprah was going to be there?
Oprah's going to be there. Yes, she's
invited.
That
woman has a tub that was laser cut to fit every contour of her actual body.
What?
That is Oprah level rich, man.
Where do you put the water?
The tub.
I know, but what, does it just float on top? Will there be suction when you try to get out?
Let me be clear. It's not like...
You said like...
No,
you said
okay.
Laser cut. I'm thinking that's a tight seal around your body.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
So not,
doesn't seem very relaxing.
I mean, it's like it's built to form to the shape of her body. That was the report.
Okay.
But not like it's not like a cutout.
Okay.
So she's just like
you said, laser cut.
Bloop. Like she just flops
she gets
in
first, and then the water is put on top, and then there's a suction when she gets out.
You would never be able to get out.
I know. That's why it didn't seem very relaxing.
No, it's not like a cutout, but I'm sorry. It's just laser cut to the contours of her body so that, you know, it would be easier for her to relax in it and get in and out of it. But it's still bigger than her actual body.
Okay, good. Okay. So at this event, most like members...
like a mold. I just think of like a confectioner's mold.
Or something that was sci-fi and conformed to you when you get in, like a Silly Putty type symbiotic.
Or like a latex mold.
Yes, yes. So most members of the press are kept roped off from the guests who ignore their shouted questions. This is a Variety piece here. And they're hanging out with other masters of the industry. But a few lucky reporters get a golden ticket, often serving as moderators for their off-the-record discussions. So you've got Gail King is invited to do that. Van Jones, Aaron Burnett. And then also Oprah Winfrey will do it because she indeed is a talk show host.
Yeah.
So she will moderate as well. Now, they love to be yelled at and shouted questions. They secretly love being photographed walking the paths around the resort because then we start to get a lot of reports like, oh, Mark Zuckerberg was walking around with Ted Sarandos. Are they going to, you know, come together and create a Netflix, Facebook Metaverse? You never know.
Yeah. And again, I'm sure there's a lot of lofty ideas that are bandied about, but
I think this would be the only place that think about these people. They have super high profiles and in their daily lives, in their job or whatever they do, they have yes men everywhere. Like they don't feel threatened in any way, probably because they're surrounded by people who support them. So there isn't any self-conscious probably moments, you know, but here would be the only time that they'd be like, oh, my God, do I look OK? Or, oh, God, I have to go talk to him.
Oh, meaning that if you're insecure, certainly this would be a hard environment to be around to people that are at your level. Right. Like if you're used to being a big fish in a little pond.
That's right.
Then, yeah, that would definitely be a challenge.
And you would be like if you had some type of an enemy, which I'm sure there are a lot of enemies within these groups. You would be paying attention who they're hanging out with.
Yeah. I just think there are a lot more overly secure people, which I would then probably venture to guess are egomaniacal.
Yes. And then nothing's going to get done.
And they're just going to be busy out trying to outshine the other.
Yeah. That's what it's just probably God, really like.
So hard
gross.
To deal with. Can you imagine being a server at the cafeteria during lunch with these people? Oh, God.
And they're discouraged, I also read, not to have entourages. Like, they're not allowed to have a team of people with them.
Mm, that's interesting.
There's not enough room at the resort because they need to focus on, like, the rich people staying there. So people will have their team at another hotel down the road. Oh, and God. So, like, Oprah's team will
I'm
come.
I'm sorry, you guys. You're going to have Sarandos to stay at the team. Hojo.
Yeah, sorry. You're not allowed in, but I need you there at 6 a.m. to set up for me. You know?
And I just, I feel like they'd all be like Tanya's assistant in The White Lotus.
I totally thought of this as like a White Lotus thing. Like, yeah. I want to see this be played out on TV in a drama.
Like, comedy. I need you close to me, but I don't want to see you.
Yes.
Well, thank you for that very interesting update, Dot. When we come back, we're getting close to the end of the show, you guys. But before we get there, we've got a few more things to take care of before we round out the week, including but not limited to some publationship updates. Who's Curry, Shamilton, and Shamila? Find out when we return.
Spot.
Hey guys, Bradley here with great news from my friends at Little Blind Spot and Hunter Douglas. Not only do select Hunter Douglas Duet Honeycomb Shades qualify for a U.S. federal tax credit of up to $1,200, but you can save even more money with rebates on Duet Honeycomb Shades with PowerView Automation now through July 31st. Get a $150 rebate when you buy four Hunter Douglas Duet Honeycomb Shades with PowerView Automation and receive a $38 rebate for each additional unit with PowerView. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Now is the time to take advantage of some major credits and rebates. Hunter Douglas Duet Honeycomb Shades are amazing and available in many fabrics, including light filtering, room darkening, and blackout shading options. Visit the Little Blind Spot showroom in downtown Hopkins today and let their experts help you through every step of the process, or check them out online at littleblindspot.com. And don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Okay, we have to talk about all of these publationships happening. One in particular is like, what?
It's a crapplecade of publationships, Dawn.
It sure is.
I like crapplecade.
Crapplecade. It's great.
Because, you know, it's like equal parts awesome, but also kind of eye-rolly a little bit. Because publationships, for the uninitiated, are really just relationships that are used for publicity. They may be genuine. Mm-hmm. They may get real freaky between the sheets.
Yeah.
Is that the phrase? And or they may just, you know, do a wink and a handshake and show up for photos together occasionally.
Right.
Or paparazzi strolls. But we've got a few more to update our listeners on. And the first one, I don't know what we're going to call these guys. Curry, Melis.
Yeah.
That is, of course, Kalis and Bill Murray.
Record scratch.
What? Did you see this story?
I did. And then I'm like, okay.
So Kalis, who, by the way, is 43, is allegedly, supposedly bringing funny man Bill Murray, age 72, to her yard.
Yeah.
With the milkshake. Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
But I have to charge. I don't know what brought Bill Murray to her backyard. Well, I think she's an amazingly talented, beautiful woman.
Yes.
But I'm not sure how Bill Murray ended up there. Apparently, according to sources, the lovebirds have reportedly been getting close for a while. Now, as to how they met, Dawn, following the passing of her husband last year, which I did not know, they met. And they say apparently they met up in the States, which got people in the industry talking. And now they're meeting up in London while they're both there. Quote, they've clearly hit it off. They were both seen at the same hotel. And he's been to watch her perform several times before he went to Mighty Hoopla in South London. I don't know what that is. But the source also pointed out that Murray recently also mourned the loss of his ex-wife. So the two of them are single.
That's how they
came maybe they together. Bonded over that, which is totally an understandable thing. But none of this has been verified firsthand. These are just reports. But if it's true, I mean, I think they could just be maybe friends.
Yeah. Did you say that they were in Greece together?
Greece. London.
Oh, I thought I saw somewhere as well that they were vacationing in Greece. Let's see. Greece, Kalis.
Greece for the Kalis.
It's
Oh, yeah. Flaunts bikini in Greece.
Flaunts. I love that.
Bill Murray is a lucky man. His new, quote, girlfriend flaunts her 43-year-old body in a bikini in Greece. But there's no sign of Ghostbusters star age 72.
Oh, so Bill Murray isn't in Greece.
No.
Okay.
But she's, Khalees is in the Greece.
Okay.
And I don't know if I buy this one. Do you got any feelings on it?
I mean, based on who she's been interested in the past, it doesn't seem likely that it's real.
Well, her husband was 10 years younger than her, or not 10 years, I think 6 years maybe. So, like, certainly age appropriate, but, like, these two are far different in age, which would, it's not unusual.
Yeah.
It's, or I should say it's not uncommon,
mm-hmm.
right?
No.
It's not beyond the realm of possibility, but I don't know. This just seems like a flimsy report is my point, I think.
Yeah, I think it's going around to all the outlets, you know. You got The Sun, the Daily Mail talking about it,
yeah.
But they're UK-based outlets, so yeah. They would be seeing these things first. I wonder if they've been seen canoodling, because that's the next report we're going to get if that indeed has happened. Now everybody has their minds on this, and it's like on their radar, but if she's in Greece, she just dodged that, then totally, you know, she's like, I got to get out of here because people just took pictures of us.
Yeah.
And we want to be private.
Yeah. Maybe he's hiding like in the wherever she's at,
among the rocks
in her cabana
on the
in
beach.
Greece. Yeah.
Oh,
who's that creepy pool guy? Oh, that's just my friend Bill.
Yes. Who's that guy with sunscreen all over his nose?
Well, okay. So, more on that. I don't have anything too particularly definitive, but I did also want to update you on Shamilton or Lukira. I don't know what we're calling these two.
Oh.
That, of course, is Shakira and Lewis Hamilton. I almost said Hamilton Lewis. That's what happens when you have a name, two first names as a name or two
firsty,
last names.
Firsties, that's what I call it.
So, Lukira, Shamilton, are you feeling any of those?
I love Shamilton really rolls off the tongue, but
it does.
Also like the weirdness of Lukira.
Yeah. Okay, well, you can sit with that and decide what works for you. But I will tell you now, remember, Mike shared a little bit of information with us from the blinds, I think, earlier this week, or was it last week even, about Shamilton or Lukira?
Yeah, it was earlier in the week that Lewis Hamilton and, according to, you know, the blinds, both of them have been in the business of contract relationships.
Yes.
And you know, publicationships in the past. So
maybe then not that surprising.
Yeah.
Well, and so we've heard these like rumors, but we've not gotten any firsthand accounts. Well, the closest we're getting now is from an exclusive report at People, which that's no small thing. When you start to see an exclusive report from People magazine, that oftentimes indicates there's something there. And often what I think it indicates is that somebody from one of their or both of their PR teams is dropping some hints, because listen to what we've learned from People after a series of public outings, which we saw, you know, first it was like Shakira and Tom Cruise. Well, actually, Tom Cruise just happened to be there.
Mm-hmm. And she was there to see Lewis Hamilton.
She was there for Lewis Hamilton, right?
Mm-hmm.
After a series of public outings, a source tells People, the singer and Formula One driver are keeping things fun and flirty. This just sounds like the first chapter of every publicationship.
Yes.
Fun and flirty, quote, they're spending time together and getting to know you stage. It's fun and flirty.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, we're not going to tell you it's definitive, but you know, they're just getting to know each other.
And how can you get to know someone when people are following you everywhere? It just would be so weird and really get in the way, you know, especially if you're trying to be flirty. You want to get close to someone. And in a normal way, you would do what if you're on a date? I don't know. Reach over and touch their hand.
Okay. Now I want to probe Dawn's idea of flirty, which apparently is touching me over calamari.
Or what do you do?
At like, Olive Garden.
You don't want to drink too much. You just like, what would you do? You would be
a normal flirty?
I don't know.
It's just like you make the other person laugh. You know, tell self-effacing jokes about yourself.
Okay. How about physical touch? Like, would you say, look at this video on my phone, and then you lean in and your shoulders are touching.
And then you go, oh, you smell really good.
Be like, oh my gosh, my mouth was right next to your ear. And somehow it's in my mouth.
Okay.
Now.
If you're putting somebody's ear in your mouth on the first date.
I'm not. I'm just saying.
I think
like,
that goes beyond
that
fun
kind
and
of
flirty.
Stuff.
That's, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I just think it would be so terrible to have everyone looking at you. That's why I would not want to be a celebrity. I would want to be rich, but not a celebrity.
Well, that begs the question then. How do you do like a blind date or a first date as a celebrity that's not completely fabricated?
Oh, God.
Because you'd have to, like, you know, I'm going to rent out a restaurant.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to have, like, the paparazzi there.
But then there's a lot of pressure, and the person might be like, well, hold on, I'm not ready to get married.
If you're the person that's dating the celebrity, and maybe let's say you're not a celebrity,
yeah,
that's too much pressure.
Yeah, definitely.
I would not feel comfortable Mm-mm. on that kind of a date. I would feel way out of
Then you're just a mystery league. Woman. Right, you're
just labeled. You just feel like everything would be on you, like, and you just, I would just feel, yeah, oof, I don't know if I could deal with that.
Nope.
I mean, it would depend on the celebrity that I'm dating.
Right,
if it was Henry Cavill, I would put up with it.
What about Zac Efron? Do you still love him?
I don't love him in that way.
No.
I love him in like sort of a, I don't know, like, you know, I feel like we mentored him on this show. We gave him career advice.
Oh, sure.
You know.
Yeah.
And he's got nice abs, but I wouldn't want to go on a date. Henry Cavill, yes.
Okay.
Who would you want to go on a celebrity date with?
Oh, I don't know. Eddie Vedder.
Really? I don't know anything about Eddie Vedder. He's a musician.
Yeah, Pearl Jam.
Eddie Vedder. Just, what do you love about him?
I like his singing voice. I think he's a pretty decent guy. He cares about the environment. He's kind
God,
to people.
So like deep. I'm over here like.
Look at that.
I can't breathe.
Yeah. Let's fly around over New York City, Superman.
Oh, yeah. I was like, does he have a jet? You
his
meant
arms.
Like actually like grab onto his.
Yes, you're Lois Lane.
Arms.
It is.
I would definitely be Lois Lane.
I also need to tell you about a couple of people that have broken up.
Oh, gosh. I'm so over here on Fantasy Dateland. Go ahead.
It's okay. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. Shamila have reportedly broken up once again. So basically,
what?
I hope you appreciated the brief time they were together again.
They tried to make a comeback for music. Remember, there was a single.
Yeah, this article literally says the pop star contract couple lovers tested a re-up of their contract, reunited last month after breaking up in November 2021. So they just say,
yes!
Oh, you know, there was a reason why we broke up in the first place. And we just realized that we really shouldn't be together.
Oh, God. I can't with these two. I'm not giving them any more of my attention.
Mm-mm. All of the comments below that were, you know, this is a PR stunt.
We smelled that thing from moment one.
Yeah, and then someone said, so they didn't get enough attention.
Yeah. Well, no, they had new music out, if I remember. Didn't somebody put out new music?
Mm-hmm.
And it was called, like, yeah, she did. Remember? It was the whole thing with Coachella.
Yeah.
She had that song, and it was like, you better go to Coachella. And then, look, pictures of them at Coachella making out. Wow.
Yeah, I wonder if you're going to be there, and then we can make out. It's like, oh, how did you make that happen?
It's going to happen again. They're going to take us for a number of
all through the years.
Yep.
Yes.
Hey, Dawn.
Yep.
You want to play a game?
Yes.
You want to play with me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because it's Friday, which means we're not playing against each other. We're playing with each other. When Mike spins his game show roulette wheel after we get back here on My Talk.
First Equity Mortgage.
Hey, My Talkers. Bradley here for my good friends at Your Boat Club. I'm doing my new member orientation tomorrow for Your Boat Club, which means I'm going to learn how to sail myself around any lake in Minnesota. Okay, well, more than 30 lakes in Minnesota for sure, because that's where Your Boat Club is in Minnesota alone. They've also got locations in Wisconsin and Illinois. And the whole process has been super easy so far. And I will tell you more about my orientation experience this weekend. I'm going to head out to Lake Minnetonka, learn about what it takes to be a member of Your Boat Club. And I have a trial membership, so I'm going to get to bebop around Lake Minnetonka. And then I'm going to try out some other places around the state this summer. I can't wait to tell you all about it. Head, though, to yourboatclub.com. I was just talking to somebody who asked me about it this morning, and she was like, they'll literally bring a boat out to our vacation rental or cabin? And I said, yeah, that's Your Boat Club. To learn more about how you can be on the water this summer, head to yourboatclub.com. Tell them Bradley sent you.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk 107.1. It is Friday. Thank you for joining us. If you missed any part of the show, you can always go back and listen to our podcast, and please sign up, and then it'll just come right into your phone, wherever you want to download it.
It's lobster soup.
Bradley is looking at me like he is done with me for the week.
Oh, God,
but
no.
We have to play a game
together. That's just my face.
Okay. We have to play a game together, right, Mike?
Time now to play along. It's
Game Show Roulette.
Here's your host, Mike Ganger.
Of course we do. It's to wrap up the week, which means we are playing together as a team. Send everybody off on a positive note as we play a fun game show together. Let's find out what we're playing.
What's the game?
Spinning that wheel. Let's see where it lands. Where's it going to stop? Up, up, up.
Yeah!
One of our Friday
is
favorites.
Is the right price?
Nope.
No, this is
Family
Feud. Family. Yeah.
You're going back to doing that again. That's how it started.
But it doesn't take long.
I know. Family Feud, we're playing today. You guys know how it works. We're going to be playing the Fast Money Round. You two are going to try to combine for 200 points. Oy. And if you do so, we're going to go on and go home very happy with a big win here today. Who wants to go first?
I will.
All Yay, right.
Okay.
Get out of the studio.
Bye.
You're going to save us.
And don't say sex for everything.
Sex. But I won. Didn't we win?
We did win that time.
Yeah,
you
we
said
did
sex
really
for
well
every single
time.
Answer. Yes. All righty. You ready to do this, Bradley?
I am.
All right. Again, we're going to run through. This is the Fast Money Round. And you don't have to worry about too much. It's only here to us worry if something gets matched. So you just tell me your best responses
All right.
to these five questions.
Okey-doke.
Here we go. Name a food many people are allergic to.
Peanuts.
Name a famous rivalry between brands.
Pepsi Coke.
Name something you spend your lottery winnings on.
A new home.
Name an animal that is extinct.
Tasmanian devil.
Name a body Tiger. Part that begins with E.
Elbow.
All right. That is, those are your responses. We will run through those.
That was fast.
Here. That was really, really fast. Really you did quick. Really, really well. Yeah. I don't put a timer on this one. It throws Dawn off, but, she hates timers. It's funny how they
so much pressure.
I know. You did great. Nice job. We'll start it off with this one. Name a food many people are allergic to. You said nuts.
Yep.
Survey says that's the number one answer.
Yeah.
Now, there are a lot of answers, so that's only worth 29 points, but it's still
okay,
the number one answer.
I'll take it.
You literally couldn't have done better. Moving on to the next one. Name a famous rivalry between brands. You said Coke and Pepsi.
Yep.
Survey says. Also the number one answer,
yeah!
38 points.
How many?
38.
Wow. Okay, so what was the first one?
29.
38, okay.
Yeah, you're up to 67.
Wow.
Moving on to the next one. Name something you spend your lottery winnings on. Can you go 3 for 3 for number one answers?
Can we do it?
You said a new home. Survey says mansions, number one answer.
Yeah!
Nicely done.
Bam, bam.
25 points. You're getting the top answers, but they aren't as heavily weighted as sometimes we've seen. So 92 points is where you're sitting now. Your next one, name an animal that is extinct. You said Tasmanian devil?
I meant to say tiger, but I said Tasmanian devil. It's probably not on the list.
Is Tasmanian devil / tiger on the list? It is not. 0 points there.
I don't know what I would have said. Now that I'm thinking, it must be stupid, because what? Are extinct. Okay, all right.
And we'll move on to the final one. We'll see. Maybe Don can come up with that answer. You've got 92 points. Name a body part that begins with an E. You said elbow. Survey says number three answer, 25 points.
Oh my God. It just occurred to me what a better answer would be. And I thought, what other words are there or body parts are there with an E? But there are.
We'll hear if your partner can get any of those. You have 117 points.
That's not bad.
So go ahead and grab your partner if you
average. Would. All right, I'll be right back.
All right. Again, we are playing a little Fast Money round here. The end of Family Feud. Here she comes. You can hear her giggling her way in.
Oh.
What's going on out there?
She's talking to Lori and Julia.
Yeah, we were just having a quick combo.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, anyway.
Anything fun you want to report?
Not right now in the air.
I was going to say, it sounds like there is, but all right, let's run through these. Again, Don, you are going to get asked the same questions Bradley was asked. If your totals add up to 200 points, you're going to be the winner. By the way, if you hear this sound, it means that you have said something Bradley has said, and I need a new answer from you.
Okay, great.
All right, he has 117 points.
Ooh.
117. He did real well for you.
Great.
Let's get it started. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Name a food many people are allergic to.
Nuts.
Need a new answer.
Gluten.
Name a famous rivalry between brands.
Coke and Pepsi.
Need a new answer.
Oh God.
You can pass if you want.
Okay, pass.
Name something you spend lottery winnings on.
A house.
Oh boy. Need a new answer.
A vacation.
Name an animal that is extinct.
Woolly mammoth.
Name a body part that begins with E.
Ear.
And quickly, I need an answer to name a famous rivalry in brands, between
okay.
brands.
How about NBC, CBS?
All right, we got some answers. Good answers. Good job, team. All right, so for the first one, you wanted to say nuts, to name a food people are allergic to. Unfortunately, Bradley already said nuts. You changed it to...
Gluten.
Gluten, survey says... No. Gluten wasn't up there.
Oh, celiac disease.
I know. Shellfish, not okay. being selfish, but shellfish was up there. Mm-hmm. Dairy, wheat, and soy.
Okay.
All right. It's okay. Still got a lot of answers
wheat
to go
gluten.
Here.
Wheat is gluten.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
wheat
might
is
give
gluten.
Her...
Okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah. No, it's okay. What is it, 3 points?
14.
Okay.
So there you go. 131. Yeah. We're rolling right along. Nicely done. Name a famous rivalry between brands. You went to CBS and NBC?
Yeah.
Is that on the board? Not. Bradley did come up with the number one answer for that one as well, Coke and Pepsi.
I feel like we got shafted, FYI.
Burger
I just want to say.
McDonald's, of course, I think now.
Burger King and McDonald's was number two.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Microsoft and Apple was number three, and Marvel and DC, number four.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What were you going to say, Bradley?
Just because I got like three number one answers, but they weren't all high value.
But that just means the number two and three are also higher value than normal. So
yeah, it just means she's got to get the two or three.
Far from over. Mm-hmm. Here we go. 131. Is where you're at. You still got three answers to
go.
We
can do it, Dawn. We can do it.
Dawn, when asked, name something you spend lottery winnings on. She said vacations after you already said mansions. Is that on the board? That's the number two answer. Ooh. 23 points. You're at 154.
Okay.
Moving on to the next.
Ooh,
name an animal that is extinct. The number one answer neither of you said was dinosaur.
Dinosaurs are aminals?
Well, yeah. Dawn, you said woolly mammoth.
Yeah?
That's a good one.
Number two answer, 29 points.
Oh, God! How many do I have to go?
This last one needs to be worth 18 points.
Oh, what is
you can
it?
Do it. You
name
can do it.
A body part that begins with E.
And I bet it's the number one because I got the number three.
What did you say?
Ear.
You said ear.
Oh,
is it
now.
Worth 18 points?
Come on. Of course it is.
Come on.
Is ear on the board? And is it worth 18 points?
Yes, it is!
Yes! It was worth 33 points.
Wow!
Which means you guys finished with 215. Well done. I was the number two answer.
I said elbow.
At least you didn't say esophagus like seven people
answer.
Did.
Oh, God.
I was the number two answer, okay, but some said esophagus.
Okay.
So, there you go. Congratulations.
Good job. Wow. We killed it. I said Tasmanian tiger devil.
Okay.
Devil tiger.
Yeah. Saber-tooth tiger was on the board, though, if that's what you were thinking of.
Yeah.
Good job. All right. Great game, kids.
Okay.
When we come back, we will be gone. But Lori and Julia will be here for the rest of your Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be back on Monday with a whole new crapplecade of stories to titillate you with. I hope you do something fun this weekend, Dawn.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you.
You too.